The federal corruption trial underway into Bridgegate in Newark has exposed all sorts of skullduggery and hard-knuckle politics in the Christie administration, but Chris Christie remains one of the most important surrogates for the GOP nominee. Joining us now to talk about Christie's role in the Donald Trump campaign is New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So how has Governor Christie remained such an important figure in Trump's campaign? I mean, despite the daily barrage of unflattering news from the Bridgegate trial, I mean, it's also been alluded to that he wasn't picked as a running mate to Trump as vice president because of Bridgegate.
Right. Well, Trump doesn't abide by normal political norms. He doesn't have a lot of nationally known Republicans who are willing to go on TV and take extraordinary lengths to defend him as Christie is. The governor was the first Trump surrogate on MSNBC, for example, after Trump's poor debate performance last week. And he was on the Sunday shows spinning Trump as a, quote, genius, just hours after the New York Times reported Trump may have not paid income taxes for 18 years. So he's been a loyal soldier for Trump.
He also seems he's joining Rudolph Giuliani doing this as well. I mean, is Christie playing a significant behind the scenes role in this campaign?
Absolutely. Trump and Christie meet with a small group of campaign advisors on Sundays in New Jersey at Trump's golf course in Bedminster. Last Sunday, the Washington Post reported that Christie was at the golf course schooling Trump on the art of town hall meetings. And that's because Sunday's debate has a Q&A element with the audience, sort of a town hall style format. And Christie made his name in New Jersey off of his town hall meetings. He's quite skilled in that format. The interactions that Christie had with constituents at town hall became fodder for YouTube clips, which helped to build Christie's national fame. So now Christie is advising Trump on how to handle himself in such an environment. We'll see if it pays off on Sunday.
And Christie's also Trump's transition chairman. What's he been doing in that role?
He's working hard. He brought on two of his closest confidants to help him, Rich Bagger, who's a former New Jersey legislator and the governor's former chief of staff, and Bill Paltucci, who is like Christie's consigliere. Christie has been getting classified security briefings, identifying potential cabinet members in a Trump administration, and crafting policy positions. He's meeting with current White House officials to help with the transition and also lobbyists from industry. Politico reported that the Trump transition office is actually operating at a far more robust level with many more advisors than Hillary Clinton's is. Christie is down at their offices in Alexandria, Virginia, pretty much every week.
And Matt, you're our resident Christie expert. What does Christie, the governor, tell us about the kind of Trump administration that he'd help create?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this. I mean, he has a record of putting women in top positions, even in his inner circle. So that's one thing. He also, Christie does, has what critics have called an outsized faith in federal prosecutors. He filled his office with prosecutors who he used to work with when he was U.S. attorney to mixed success, I would say. Federal prosecutors were in charge of overseeing Sandy recovery, for example, which has now been criticized by the federal government for mismanagement. And in one telling example about running in administration, Christie put business people at the Department of Environmental Protection who have favored reducing regulations on business rather than cracking down on environmental violations. And that could be an indication of what's to come. Should we know that Trump's transition team also has a climate change skeptic who is helping to craft environmental policy?
Yeah. We learned from the Bridgegate trial that he had all sorts of rewards and punishments for local mayors. I like the one about him dropping the F-bomb on a county official who criticized him for grandstanding after Sandy. Anything we can come out of the Bridgegate trial about the kind of cabinet appointments we could expect?
Yes, the trial revealed that Christie knowingly installed political operatives into government jobs, most notably David Wildstein, who was hired purely for his loyalty and skills and dirty political tricks and put in a powerful job in one of the most powerful agencies in New York and New Jersey. We know public officials were working on Christie's reelection on government time, that Democrats were fired at the Port Authority to make room for Christie's Republican patronage hires. And we know that a man that Christie nominated to the state Supreme Court helped coach false testimony and actively participated in the cover-up in Bridgegate. It should also be noted that the leader of Christie's own gubernatorial transition team back in 2009, David Sampson, he'll be sentenced in December for a bribery scandal having to do with his role as Christie's chairman at the Port Authority. So I'd say there are a lot of inferences that can be drawn from what kind of White House a Trump presidency and Christie transition might create.
And Matt, what's Christie's end goal here? Why is he working so hard for Donald Trump?
Well, Christie would say he believes Trump is going to make America great again. But from a personal and political perspective, there are myriad other benefits to Christie. He's proving himself to be loyal. So if Trump wins, he could have a pick of jobs like attorney general, White House chief of staff, people have speculated. Also, by meeting with Washington lobbyists and top Republicans in this transition and asking some of the richer ones to contribute money to the transition team, the governor is building his own Rolodex for his own, you know, political future.
2020?
You never know. Politics in America has seen stranger things.
Matt Katz covers politics for WNYC. You can hear more about the Bridgegate trial on the Christie Tracker podcast, available at WNYC.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Matt, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Richard.